Hi, this is Brian Keller again, technical evangelist for Visual Studio. In this video, I'm going to be showing you how lab management, which is a capability of Visual Studio 2012, can help you orchestrate build, deploy, test workflows. Now, build, deploy, test workflows are really great for a variety of reasons. Number one, they don't require any human intervention. As a developer, I can make a change to my code over in Team Foundation Server, I can press build, and then it can automatically spin up one or more environments where that build might be deployed out to. So maybe I am developing on a Windows 8 machine, but I need to make sure that my code runs in a Windows Server environment. That's entirely possible with build, deploy, test workflows. You can also take the next step of saying that after you've automated the orchestration of your builds out to these environments, you can even turn those environments into production environments as well. So you can really make sure that you are seamlessly moving between dev, test, and operations using this approach. And in fact, a lot of teams at Microsoft are doing that as well. And so the Xbox team is starting to take advantage of this, and some of the SQL Server Hadoop teams. And we have a number of case studies available that go into detail on how they're taking advantage of that. Now, when you start to use lab management, the workflow looks something like this. Team build is at the heart of the system. That's a component of Team Foundation Server. And the first thing we do is we just compile your project, just like you do today. That could be a web project, it could be a database script, it could be really whatever the output of your particular project or solution might be. Then we spin up one or more environments that can consist of one or more machines. Now, I'll talk about the differences between virtual environments and, say, physical environments in a moment. But at the end of the day, they are fundamentally the same, where once you get your environment to a point that it's running and we have what's called a test agent running on that machine, we can actually deploy your software out to those individual machines based on their role. So your web server would get your web project, and your database server might get a SQL script or an Oracle script that gets loaded in there. And then once you've done that, then you can run all of your automated tests in that environment. And those same environments can also be used by your manual testers to run manual tests using Microsoft Test Manager as well. Now, here's the architecture. If you've used Lab Management from 2010, you'll notice instantly that the architecture is a lot simpler. And so that's by design. We wanted to make sure that Lab Management was really easy for anybody to take advantage of without necessarily even requiring a System Center Virtual Machine Manager infrastructure. And so one of the first things you'll notice is that instead of having three agents that get installed onto each of the individual machines within your test environments, we're down to a single agent. The test agent is actually responsible for all of the workflow, including deployment and executing your tests. The other nice thing that you'll notice as you start to use Lab Management in 2012 is that we automatically configure that agent for you. So you can just point at the machine that you want to configure, and we'll go out and install the agent. We'll reset the machine if we need to. We'll configure the agent to run as an interactive process if you tell us to, which is required for running coded UI tests, where the agent actually assumes that it has control over the mouse and keyboard, just in the same way that a user might when they're sitting at that terminal. But we also introduced a new environment type which doesn't require System Center Virtual Machine Manager, but still allows you to take advantage of these build, deploy, test workflows, and that's known as a standard environment. Standard environments have many of the same capabilities as SCVMM environments without, of course, the requirement to have a System Center Virtual Machine Manager infrastructure in place. With a standard environment, you can even use physical machines or third-party virtualization systems if you want to as well. Now, with a System Center Virtual Machine Manager environment, we'll be able to automatically snapshot and restore those environments if you want to. You could take advantage of things like network fencing that allow you to fully replicate your production environment without having to worry about IP conflicts or name conflicts within your test environment. But if all you want to do, for example, is spin up another machine that might deploy your code out to maybe a Windows Server environment and run your tests against, you actually don't need to take advantage of or worry about setting up all that infrastructure in order to get started, and standard environments are designed to support that. So let me just show you a quick demonstration of a standard environment. Here you can see a virtual machine guest that I have installed. So this is running my test agent. Just for the sake of time, I've already pre-configured a standard environment. But what I'll do now is show you the steps I went through in order to set up that standard environment. Here I have my Microsoft Test Manager machine. In the other videos, you were looking at the blue interface, which is the testing center. So I just drop down to the lab center where I can set up these environments. If I open up this particular environment that I've already created, one of the things that I did is just point it at either the IP address or the machine name, supply the credentials for this particular machine, and then specify whether or not I needed to run coded UI tests against that particular machine. And here I've configured it to run coded UI tests. The first time I set this up, I clicked on Finish. It went out and configured the agent on that particular machine. It took about 10 or 15 minutes to do so. And after that, I had a machine that was online and ready to participate in these build, deploy, test workflows. If I come over to Visual Studio, I can show you where I've actually configured the build definition, which orchestrates those build, deploy, test workflows. If I look at this particular build definition, and if I come down to the Process tab, you'll notice that I'm using the default lab management template that we ship with TFS 2012. And down here, if I open up this particular process details, it's going to give me a wizard that allows me to very easily define that build, deploy, test workflow. There's the name of the environment that I'm working with. If I was using an SCVMM environment, I would have the option of restoring to a snapshot. But in this case, I'm using a standard environment, so restoring back to some baseline state is something that's left up to me in this case. This is just saying, what do I want to build? So I can either use an existing build definition or another build that may have already finished. I'm just going to use my latest build to deploy. This page lists out the individual commands that I need to run against each machine within that environment. Here I just have a single machine, so it's very simple. It's a single web server. I'm just running a web deploy script that's scripted as part of my deploy.batch file. But if you had, you know, a database server and a web client where you wanted to configure settings for IE, you can really orchestrate anything you want here. And the nice thing about that is that everything that's run as part of that deployment script is going to be automatically included as part of your build report. And finally, this just shows, what do I want to test? And as it turns out, I actually already have some test cases, which I've automated earlier. So I have a test case in here where I've gone through and actually defined that I want this particular test case to be automated. And what I did is I just linked that up to an existing coded UI test, as you'll see here. So that's a coded UI test, which is going to automatically validate whether that test case is working correctly. And so now that I have my build definition set up, all I need to do is just queue a new build. Of course, I could have this staged to run automatically several times during the day or once every night if I wanted to. And now you'll see that this particular build has started. It's showing me the output, which is it's grabbing those builds. And if I go back to this machine over here, you'll notice that this test agent is now responsible for deploying that build. So it's executing all of those scripts that I defined earlier. And in a moment, it's going to run through my coded UI test. So you'll notice that the web browser comes up, and it's going to start executing that test remotely on this particular machine. Now, this is really nice because in addition to executing the test, it's also going to capture all those rich diagnostics we talked about earlier. So that might include a video recording, it could include event logs, it could even include an IntelliTrace file that allows the developer to see exactly what was happening on that particular image and go back in time and see exactly what .NET was doing or what the application was doing, even down to understanding exactly what parameters were being passed back and forth between individual methods. So now you can see that the coded UI test just instructed IE to open up the website of my application. And it's just quickly clicking through, just like a user might. And if we find a bug, we can automatically file that bug along with all of the attachments that I was speaking of. So that's just a quick demonstration of how you can benefit from lab management with Visual Studio 2012 using a new standard environment type. And I highlighted a few of the ways that we made it much simpler for you to start taking advantage of lab management immediately with Visual Studio 2012, even if you're not using Hyper-V and even if you're not using System Center Virtual Machine Manager. So hopefully this shows you a few of the ways that you can get started and quickly automating the process of ensuring that you're building high-quality applications.